Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And your Bloomberg Intelligence this morning brought to you by CIT, from transportation to healthcare to manufacturing. CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. Well, we're glad to have Bloomberg Intelligence economist David Powell on the line with us now to put the G7 meeting getting underway in Japan in some perspective. Good morning, David. Welcome. Get us up to speed, if you will, on the economic issues that are on the agenda for these world leaders in Tokyo.
Yeah, basically, the G7 put on their agenda to discuss the slowdown in emerging markets, oil prices, trade, and infrastructure spending. But there's not a whole lot they can really do about the slowdown in emerging markets, oil prices. So the focus is really probably going to be on bringing up the trade talks, but even more so probably on infrastructure spending. That would be in line with what the Japanese Prime Minister said about boosting the recovery of the world economy.
I would imagine that the word China is going to cross their lips.
Yeah, it certainly is a concern that falls under that category of the slowdown in the emerging markets, but the G7 themselves don't have too much control over what happens in China, so they're probably going to be focusing a bit more on what they can do at home in order to improve economic growth.
I know they sent their finance ministers ahead last week to meet. Did they agree on anything about this week's meeting?
They essentially couldn't really come to an agreement about what should be done about the slowdown in growth that we're seeing. They had issued a very kind of vague compromise in the end, which said that each country has at its own toolbox, including monetary fiscal tools as well as structural reforms, and they should use them as they see fit. But that's not really in line with kind of what the G7 normally does. They kind of try to come up with an agreed line between all of them. But that's indicative of that agreement not having been found.
Now, I would imagine that lack of agreement doesn't bode so well for a positive outcome tomorrow, does it?
Exactly. So basically the fight here, I shouldn't say fight, the disagreement or kind of the debate is around austerity or spending more. So in the austerity camp, we know we have the Germans and also the British who've been trying to close their budget deficit. And the French and the Italians are basically going along with what the Germans say, partially because they have to reduce their budget deficits to remain in line with European Union rules. And on the other side, you essentially have Japan, which would like a bit more fiscal stimulus. Certainly Canada, under its new prime minister, is pursuing fiscal stimulus, and the U.S. has essentially come to the end of its austerity. So you've got those two sides, the austerity versus spending, and they're going to try to find some agreement. But like you said, the lack of agreement amongst the finance ministers doesn't bode too well for an agreement at the level of leaders when the meeting concludes tomorrow.
Well, if that's the case, is there any sense of urgency among these leaders? I mean, today, for example, we had the Japanese Prime Minister Abe presenting documents to his fellow G7 leaders that he said indicated a risk of the world economy falling into a crisis on the scale of the 2008 Lehman shock.
Yeah, that probably is not a view that's held by all of those leaders that were at that stage of a crisis, meaning that there's not as much urgency as there was when those leaders were able to agree much more easily on fiscal stimulus in the aftermath of the Lehman bankruptcy. For example, the Germans, who kind of lead the austerity camp, they see no major cause for concern at home, and certainly not that level of urgency as described by the Japanese Prime Minister.
And so, where does that leave us in terms of any kind of action coming out of this meeting?
Probably not a whole lot. The final statement may be somewhere along the lines of what the finance minister said, essentially that each country will have to choose the economic tools at its disposal in order to deal with its own economic conditions, which is basically code word for they can't agree on what they should do together to push forward the world economy.
David Powell from Bloomberg Intelligence, thank you very much. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BI Go.